Good morning. This is your Wātea English News. Labour leader Chris Hipkins says if re-elected, the party would build another 6,000 public and transitional whare on top of its existing commitments. That would take the total build since Labour came into office to 27,000 houses by 2027. Mr. Hipkins and Labour's housing spokesperson Megan Woods told a rally in Wellington yesterday it would be a significant step to eliminate the public housing waitlist. Mr. Hipkins says National has not committed any further public housing beyond 2025, meaning it would have to spend more than it currently budgeted if it wanted to match the policy. He says Labour has delivered more public homes than any government since the 1950s. Labour's Hauraki Waikato MP Nanae Mahuta says she hasn't put up billboards this election because of the high likelihood they would be defaced. Ms. Mahuta says the campaign run against her by National and ACT, not just during this election but over the whole three-year term, has them particularly divisive and toxic.
I have been the recipient of some very negative narratives, certainly on social media platforms that have been enabled by other political parties, which I won't tolerate.
Nanae Mahuta says she's warning undecided voters that many of the gains of the past 6 years could be taken away by a National ACT government, including not only benefits for Māori, but core benefits such as improved superannuation, fair workplace agreements, and greater protection for renters. ACT Justice spokesperson Nicole McKee says a referendum on the Treaty of Waitangi is needed to address anger she is hearing on the campaign trail. She says ACT disagrees with the way treaty principles are being interpreted. It wants legislation to reflect the English text, including the English translation of the Māori version by the late Professor Suhu Kawharu, which was included as an appendix to the Act.
Let's develop a bill, the Treaties Principle Bill, that's put it out there for full consultation, get everybody's feedback, everyone's feedback, and make it what the people want it to be, how they want it to read and how they want it to be implemented. And then once we have agreement on that, we then put it out for referendum so everyone has a final say.
Nicole McKee denies ACT's foregrounding of the treaty is dog whistling against Māori. Books grounded in Te Ao Māori made up the bulk of titles singled out for recognition in this year's Publishers Association of New Zealand Book Design Awards. The Best Book Award went to Nigel Borrell's Toi Tū Toi Ora, contemporary Māori art designed by Tyrone Ohia with layout by Katrina Duncan. The Upstart Press Award for Best Non-Illustrated Book went to A Fire in the Belly of Heneamaru, a collection of narratives about Te Taitokero Tupuna by Melinda Weber and Te Kapua O'Connor, and its Reo Māori translation by Quentin Hita, Ka Ngangana Tonu a Heneamaru, He Kōrero Tukuiho no Te Taitokero. The books were designed by Duncan Munro with cover art by Shane Cotton. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!